Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was there really a spirit of a woman in their home who couldn't move on? And did she need their help?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, well, why not call it in? 855-853-4802. Or if you like to write, then write it in. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber, and with that, commercial-free versions of the shows, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my friend Harper is here today. Girl, how are you?
I am so good. Being above average today, it's so nice.
That's so unusual for you, too.
Unusual? Wow.
Because you and I are usually, we like to stick with average. So I'm really happy that today kind of going a little above average day. That makes me really happy. Now, just remember, if you have lots of above average days and you start acting above average, people expect it from you.
Oh, right. I kind of forgot. People will start having standards for me.
That's a beautiful thing about skating by in life. Then everybody expects it. That's a beautiful thing about just skating by, skating through life. You know, nobody really expects a lot from you. And then when you do step up, people are like, whoa, Harper, that was amazing.
My sister was like, wow, Harper, you're really above average.
And then do you say, thank you for noticing? Or do you say, please don't tell anybody?
Yes, please don't tell anybody. I don't want them to have higher standards of me. I don't want them to be disappointed.
Because at some point, I will have an off day and I'll be below average. And I don't want anybody pointing that out. Oh, I love you. Okay, so you ready to hear a story?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Hi, Tony. My name is Michelle. I've been listening to your podcast for couple of months now, and I'm enjoying it so far, and I decided that I would make your show the one that I shared my story with. So my story goes back to 2010. I'd lived away from home for a couple of years, and I was newly married, so I moved back home to be closer to the family, and we rented an apartment in the downtown of our city, and it's located 2 blocks away from a historical cemetery. And it was originally a single dwelling, and it had been divided into 3 different apartments. And we, my husband and I, rented the front half of this structure. There were 2 apartments that consisted of the up and lower levels in the back of the house. But we owned or had access to all the front with a shared laundry area in the basement. So we had 1 room upstairs. There were 2 rooms downstairs and a shared laundry room in the basement for all 3 apartments to use. So we moved in August 2010. We had 2 small dogs with us, and I was noticing that I was cleaning up after the dogs a lot. They seemed to be peeing everywhere frequently, and I wasn't sure why, so I was just getting upset at the dogs, thinking that they weren't adapting or adjusting well to the area or being left alone at home. So that went on for a while, and it was just frustrating. Every once in a while at night, I would see the dogs sort of slow down and get a different expression on their faces and sort of try to skulk and slip away, and then suddenly they would just scatter. And it was very sudden. They were definitely aware of something. They didn't like what it was, and it spooked them. And I would watch both of them scatter at the same time. And this happened a couple of times, and I started to notice, like, something is upsetting the dogs. And you could see when it was around. So in 2012, I got pregnant, and we were still living in the apartment. And so I contacted a woman I worked with to come and smudge the house. We were concerned there were spirits in the house or something, and we wanted to start taking some protection. My friend believes that new souls are at risk of ghosts and souls that have passed over because they are stronger spirits than the new baby, and they can take over the baby's soul and resume living in our world versus staying on the other side where they are now. So my friend came over to smudge the whole house. The problem for her was that we only lived in the front half of the house. She could only do half of the house. So she did come in. She smudged the area for us. We said some prayers and lit a candle, and she told me that definitely there was something there. She was aware of a presence, and I said we'd felt it before too. And so she said, let me know if anything happens. I went online, looked it up, how to help spirits move on. And so I went around my house and I salted all the windows and doors. And around my front door, I hung a string of lights and I sat down there, and for half an hour, it was go into the light, go into the light, go into the light. You can't be over here. This is the wrong side. You need to go. And, you know, I did as much as I knew how to do. And to no avail. There was still activity going on, and the dogs were still getting scared and scattered, and my husband and I were both very aware of something in the apartment now. So, and we didn't talk to the other tenants. We didn't know if this was going on in their spaces or not. One day when I was approximately 4 months pregnant, I was going downstairs into the basement. Because of the house renovation, this was a very narrow staircase into the basement. And being pregnant, I didn't want to slip and fall, so I was very cautious and slow, and I was carrying a basket of laundry. And I proceeded down the stairs, and as soon as one of my feet touched the floor in the basement, one of my husband's acoustic guitars, which was about 8 to 9 feet away from me at the stairs, one string plucked on the guitar. And I had one foot on the floor, and I looked at the guitar, and I just said, "You did not just do that." We knew that something was there. So I contacted another one of my friends who lived in the same town, and she has a friend who is a psychic and has abilities after a near-death experience. So she contacted him, and he agreed to come over to our apartment. He came over with his wife and my friend, and I didn't know him. So when he came in, I started to try to make introductions and to introduce my husband and I. He didn't even look at us. He didn't even speak to us. He walked in and he said, "Okay, so what's happening over here is," and he just walked into the apartment. He went straight over to the top of the stairs, and he stood at the top of the stairs, and he turned around and he looked at us. He said, "This is a female entity. She moves up and down between the floors in this spot." And we told him what was going on in the house. He told us that she was strongest upstairs in the kitchen, and she was trying to get the help of us, the living, because she had died wrongfully. And apparently on the hill near where we lived, there was a clue on a tree, and she wanted to help us to go there to find this to help resolve her death. I was pregnant, and I had to insist that, "No, I cannot help you. It is not me. I'm not the one. You can't be near my spirit, baby, and you're not supposed to be here, and you need to move on." He proceeded to tell me that she told him she was held down in the house by the salt. And he said that loud and looked at me. He says, "She said the salt." And I just kind of freaked out and said, "Yeah, I salted the windows and the doors a while back." And he says, "Yeah, that's keeping her in. She can't get out." So after he left, of course, I immediately vacuumed up every single solitary inch of floor space in the apartment. So we had a couple hours with them in our apartment, said some more prayers. They confirmed something was in there, and they left. So most of the talking was done by our friend, the psychic. And his wife and my friend, who were sitting in the kitchen area waiting for him, didn't talk very much at all when they were in our apartment. And afterwards, I spoke with my friend and I said, so what did you get? Because I didn't get a chance to talk to you and you were completely in the space. And she was telling me that she was receiving an Indigenous woman spirit. It was a Mary Rose or a Mary Jane. She couldn't make out the last name. And that there was a broken heart, something to do with a broken heart. We didn't go anything further with him. And later on, we were in the kitchen area of this tiny apartment. And my husband said he just stopped in front of the refrigerator. We would often hear knocks on the refrigerator. He stopped and he says, something just tried to walk through me. And I looked at him because I was sitting next to him. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, it just tried to walk through me. It's on me right now. And from the chair, I raised my right arm, and from the elbow, I moved it forward towards him as if I were going to karate chop him in the belly. And my forearm entered a field, and it was only half a field. It was only on half of my arm, and I went into it and pulled my hand out back again, re-entered my arm. I could feel this energy field again, and I pulled my hand back, and I said, I feel it. And he said, it's right here on me now, and it was on his right side. And if he felt that it was wrapped around him and he felt that it was trying to pass through him, but that it was being stopped by his medicine bundle that he wears around his neck. And he thinks that the protection worked. And that's how the spirit was not able to go through him, but it did go around him. But we knew there was an energy happening there. So we continued to live in the apartment. The baby was born. And when the baby was 7 months old, we moved out of the apartment. The home we bought has an animal grave in the backyard, in the corner, and I continue to see black shadows in the house. My mother was in the house on Christmas dinner with our family before she passed away the next day, and I believe her spirit's in our house now too. But I think I know who these are, and I think I'm okay with them, so this is all different having them live with us now. Thanks again for listening. I like your show. I'm going to keep listening. Hope you guys take care of yourselves and you're doing well. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's all a lot.
And one story, too. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's interesting that there was so much activity in the previous house. Then they move into another house with all this activity.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to hear more stories, though.
But would you be okay living like that?
No.
I know. I was thinking that too. Like, I don't know. For me, it's the wrong house when I need help from people to come over and get rid of spirits or entities that are in my house. Like, that's not where I want to live. And, you know, and I get it when you're pregnant too. Like, I wouldn't want to have a baby in that environment. I'd be worried all the time.
Yeah, one detail that kind of stuck out to me was when, like, her friend's friend said that the salt was keeping her in. That's what I always thought would happen, because instead of, like, keeping it out, it would, like, usually, like, keep it in if it's already inside of your house.
And, you know, we had a story the other day where it was, they did the same thing, saged and salted the house. And she felt like the presence left after that. And then after, I mean, shortly after they did all this, I don't remember the time frame now or if she even said, but she heard like what sounded like a body being thrown up against the door, like trying to get in, like trying to break down a door or something. And she felt like it was the spirit or whatever it was in her house, trying to get back in and couldn't. So to me, it's interesting that you could do the same thing in this spirit, then they're saying is stuck there because of the salt.
Yeah.
But I'd be like her. I'd be vacuuming up every damn grain of salt in that house. I'd be like, okay, if that's the case, the salt's out of here.
I wonder if it varies on like between like different types of spirits, because like I wonder if it keeps like the negative energies out, but this energy that they tell the story doesn't sound like particularly negative. It just sounds like it's there.
Because it really, like, I don't know, and someone could probably explain this that's listening to us. Like, what is it about the properties of salt or sage that are able to, you know, a spirit's like, whoa, can't live with salt, got to get out of here. Or, whoa, you salted, now I can never leave. So what is it?
The salt is like a special type of rock.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
It's always something with rocks that is weird.
Yeah. I would just like to know. And who discovered that? Like, how did that ever come to be a thing? Like, you know, somebody at one point had to say, I don't know, I'll try anything. Salt? And then they did that and maybe it worked. I don't know. I don't know how that ever started. It's just interesting to me. But what also I find interesting is that now whatever is in her house, she seems more at peace with it. And I'm going to have to say this. I love my mom. Her and I have historically had kind of a rocky relationship. We're in an okay place now. But if something happened to my mom, I don't want her hanging around in my house. I don't think I could handle that. Well, would you like to hear another story?
Oh my goodness, I would love to.
Okay, so here is another story, and it says, hey guys, I'm writing to you again about something that actually happened to me this morning twice in my garage. A little note about my house that my mother and I are of the same opinion. Our home was built when I was around 10 years old, and we are the first and currently only residents that have lived there over the past 15 years or so. However, we've been visited by a myriad of ghostly beings. Most that I've come across were animals, and my mother has seen shadow men in her room at night, though they've never caused her any harm. While our house isn't haunted, it seems to be a pit stop for spirits. Okay, so if your house is a pit stop for spirits, I'm going to have to say your house is haunted.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you're having activity for some reason there. Let's see. Most spirits that we've been visited by never seem to stay for long. Anyways, I'm a pretty hefty girl, so I've made it a habit to get up every Saturday morning and go for a walk slash jog at the park. This morning, I opened my garage door to get my car out. My car sits in the front of my dad's workbench, and if you saw the wall on the right of my car, you'd be amazed, if not horrified, at all of the model cars he's built. There are several tools of the trade surrounding his bench, most of them hanging from rusted metal hooks. Out of the corner of my eye, a large spatula hanging from a metal shelf hook moved. The flat surface, the spatula part, and then in parentheses it says, I don't know spatula anatomy, but the big flat part at the end. I never thought of that. For the rest of my life, every time I pick up a spatula, I'm going to think of the spatula anatomy. But that part was turned to face me. This wasn't what scared me. Behind my car, there were loud, rhythmic footsteps. I froze, freaking out and wondering if there was someone wandering outside of my house. It could also be that I have my dad's paranoia, but those footsteps were loud right behind my car, but I saw no physical body walking around and making them. I couldn't leave that house faster. When I came home from my walk slash jog, I had forgotten all about it, but when I stopped the car and turned it off, it was silent. And then, almost hesitantly, the footsteps came back again, and the spatula was back to its normal position. There was also the sound of very heavy dripping. This is a creepy description. As if someone was bleeding copiously on my driveway. That's a creepy description.
Ooh, I do not like that. I do not.
Oof. To hear dripping and think it's blood. Ugh. Because you'd have to have quite a bit of blood to be dripping like that. Ugh. But again, nobody was around to stomp or bleed all over the cement. I'm uneasy just thinking about it, and I haven't told anyone yet. If whatever it is a spirit, then I hope it stomps off to a different house. I'm usually pretty chill when it comes to scary things, but the primal fear of the unknown I felt this morning was human fight or flight at its coldest. I could go the rest of my life without feeling that again. Lindsay. That's a creepy feeling. And you know, that is a reaction to something when you feel that feeling like I've got to get out of here. That's strong. And that's usually, you know, I always say, listen to that. You got to always listen to that inner voice.
Oh, yeah, by far. Especially when you think you hear blood dripping.
Not good. And footsteps. That could be a serial killer. Even if it's not a spirit, it could be a serial killer. I had this this interview. Oh, I know what it was. It's called, on the Grave Talks, it's called The Civil War Ghosts of Georgia. So this woman wrote a book. She's sensitive, and she did really deep research on these Civil War battles that happened in Georgia and hauntings at different places. It was a really interesting conversation. But, you know, we get stories like this all the time about this house, and we're the first ones to have lived there, so nobody died in the house. But like she said, there are battles all over that happened in the Civil War and Revolutionary War. And then you think of the Native Americans and those battles that happened. There's all kinds of burial sites around that houses have just been built on top of where people were buried. And you don't know it. You know, maybe your house has a basement and they had to dig down and they found bodies. And she was talking about a building development that's what happened. They're like, we're going to build this housing development here and there's bodies buried there.
It's not about that, like when the house was built or like what happened in the house. Well, sometimes it is, but it's more about like what happened on that land.
Exactly. So there could be something, you know, not to freak her out, but I mean, there could be something like a mass grave underneath where they live. And then you just think about what these people went through on that land. And it was a really interesting episode, you know, if you want to give it a listen, especially if you like Civil War history and the paranormal. It's a really interesting episode that combines the two things. But I think it's interesting for with this particular house, how she doesn't feel like it's haunted, but it's a pit stop for spirits. That kind of makes sense, that if something happened on that ground 150 years ago, I could see it being a pit stop. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Blood dripping. I'd be interested. I don't think it said, this one did not say where this house is. I don't know. Interesting. But I do know I wouldn't want to live in a house like that.
Especially when you hear blood dripping.
No, that is so not good. And spatulas turning around and facing other directions. Although the spatula thing... The anatomy of a spatula, that made me laugh. That could be a number of things. You know, that doesn't have to be paranormal. But when you're hearing footsteps and then you're hearing dripping, I'd probably would have gone to investigate what the dripping was.
I really want to know, like, why she associated the sound with blood.
Right. How did you not think that you have a pipe that's leaking or something?
Yeah.
Why did you go to blood? Because to be honest, I don't know what blood dripping sounds like. I think
exactly.
It would sound
I've
like water.
No, because in my opinion, it's thicker, so it doesn't necessarily like sound like water. In fact, I think it's like almost like silence. That's what I think it is.
See, and I don't know. I've just never listened to blood drip.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it's just interesting. That's where her head went, though. Ooh, I don't like it. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you'd like to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You get ad-free versions of the show. You get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.